You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking on the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen in our Aiming for Alpha segment. This week is must-do number 2, seeking the truth. When you ask for the truth, are you ready for the truth?
I think it's most important once you put yourself out into the public's eyes, you must be ready for the truth. In fact, the truth will help you get to where you need to get to.
So what's the most difficult truth you've had to tell?
I think it's more so telling people how incompetent they are. And that's probably one of the most difficult truths you have to say. And it's as bad as even simple things, like you can't even type. You have to tell the person, it's not so much of you that I do not like, but more so what you are doing that I do not like. It's the behavior, the actions, not the person. And we have to always focus on that. That's very tough to say, but you have to do it.
Okay, so when you say incompetent, someone's incompetent, how do you tell them that you don't use the word incompetent?
Sure. Oh, I think it's really up to individuals. I believe in what we call brutal honesty. And sometimes to get a message across, you got to be really brutal with the words that you use. Why? Because if you put a lot of flowery words into it, people don't get your point. And they sometimes misunderstand that you do really don't mean what you say. And that becomes a lot of miscommunication and creates more problems.
So what's the most painful truth you've had to hear about your business or yourself?
Quite a few years back when I first started my business, there was this gentleman who came from this very large organization, visited my company, saw a lot of fun in my organization, and he mentioned this, and I still tell this story day after day to all my participants and my clients and my friends. He said that one of my businesses, Outlook Studios, is a hobby, and I was like, no, I don't think it's a hobby. I think it's going to be growing into a multi-million dollar business, and today it is. So not hearing what you want to hear sometimes hurts, but hey, it really drives you when you get there. And as far as myself, probably a slave driver. People like to think that I like to make people work very hard. I always say, if you think you work hard, work harder. Because at the end of the day, the only thing you can say about me is, hey, I make you work really hard for yourself to grow and to learn a lot.
Right. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking on the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen, the CEO of Adson International Group, in our Aiming for Alpha segment. How does one prepare themselves for truth? Is it about being thick-skinned?
I don't think it's about being thick-skinned. I think it's really about being you yourself, knowing where you want to go in your career, in your life, wherever you want to take yourself to be. Because if you're very certain of what you want and where you want to go, you really would never care about how people think about you and what people say about you. You can say all you want. If I started my business in the beginning and I was not a success, you look at my car, you look at my office, it's a small little place, and people will talk. But if you're really certain what you want out of your career and your life and what you want to achieve, I don't think it'll be an issue at all. So it's not really about being thick-skinned. It's just knowing what you are and where you want to get to.
You know, like when I speak to Ernie, you're of a certain personality, and some people are not that certain personality. You know, when you say being truthful and all that, don't you take that into consideration?
Yes, we do. I always learn how to adapt to different personality styles. It's good to read some books that are personality-based. There's this book that I do recommend, I'm Stuck, You're Stuck. Learn about personalities. I think it's a great book. It teaches you about 4 different types of personality, from a dominant personality to an influential type of personality to a compliance personality and a supporting type of personality. We do communicate differently with different types of personality. Yes, we do take into consideration. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what personality you are. At the end of the day, this message needs to be brought across. Perhaps in the approach and the method that we deliver the message needs to suit to the types of personality that you're communicating to.
You're talking about the DISC, right?
That's right, D-I-S-C, DISC.
So when you come back to that, so social intelligence or emotional intelligence does play an important role.
Huge. In fact, emotional intelligence is probably much, much more important than the IQ that people talk a lot about. IQ is something that I never thought I had when I was growing up because I never did very well in school. And that is always related to your IQ. But then I thought, you know what? Because I didn't have that much IQ, I was spending too much time developing my EQ, which is my emotional intelligence. And that worked out pretty fine because the more people you deal with as you grow up, it takes time to learn how to understand human beings, psychology of people's behaviors. And that's when you grow. And when you have EQ, you can manage people with IQ. And I say it's better to have EQ than to have IQ sometimes.
Right. If conflict arises from seeking the truth, does that defeat the purpose of doing the right thing?
Conflict is something that we should never be afraid of. Conflict is something that must happen, should happen, and if conflict is not happening, something is very wrong within the relationships. Because if a couple does not argue, then we're not being truthful to one another. It's about the conflict that we still argue, and there's a reason for me to argue and have conflict with you because I care for you. If I don't bother about you and I don't care about you, I probably will never pick on you. My professor once told me many, many years ago, Ernie, you know what? Do you know why I pick on you? I pick on you because I like you. If I don't like you and I don't bother about you, that'll be the last day that you see of me because I probably won't talk to you at all.
Okay. So when you talk about that, then of course the objective is conflict resolution.
Yeah. Learning how to resolve conflict is what we're looking at. Not to avoid conflict is not what we're looking at. People just tend to avoid conflict because, no, that's not the way I behave. That's not the way I want to live my life. I just don't like conflict. But I think conflict is a natural progression of relationships growing together. But it's about us learning how to resolve the conflicts by using different approaches in the style of how we communicate one another, how we actually do things together. That's what we need to learn more of.
When you think of relationships in that sense, when they have no conflict, what is the outcome of that?
It's probably going to be ending not too long after a while, because how can you communicate with someone for a long period of time without having conflict? There's absolutely no reason, because we are two different types of people. You have your opinions, I have my opinions. If we get to know each other a lot better, I'm sure you'll find something that, you know, I just don't like this guy for this thing. And we got to have conflict then. But it's about how we professionally learn how to deal with each other. I don't have to accept what you say, but I have to respect what you say because you have learned to be the way you are. But I definitely do not agree, but I will respect what you have said.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking of the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen in our Aiming for Alpha segment. People today are bombarded with so much information that they've become numb to what feels like advertising or, like today, out-and-out fabrication. So isn't that part of business, though? You know,
I think advertising is about telling people who you are. It's about creating awareness. It's about you shouting about what you are, who you are, how great you are. But is that really who you are, what you are, and how great you are? That really depends on the public's perception and how well you do of a campaign in your advertising. But I think most importantly is that in all advertising, they must hold truth to whatever you're talking about. It's just about magnifying a small little thing that you're so good at and really blowing out of proportion. I don't think that's really lying. I think it's about knowing how to play with your words, playing with your campaign, knowing how to market your product. But if you're talking about just blatantly just saying something that what you're not, then that's a lie, and that's something that we shouldn't be doing.
So there's nothing wrong with magnifying.
Yeah, it's just magnifying what we're good at. For example, if I'm very good at speaking, tell the whole world I'm the greatest speaker in the world. It's just magnifying what you are, and that's what it's all about. If you're a good writer, tell the whole world that you have got, you know, tell the whole world that you have written numerous journals, articles that you already present to the world. They may not have been published, but hey, I've got all this written up and people can always check out. Why? Since day one, we've been creating journals, articles, writing essays for schools. So we've got a lot of materials. I'm not lying. I'm just telling you that I've written a lot.
You know, when you say I'm the greatest speaker, we'll say that example. Isn't that also a bit much, or don't you say like one of the world's greatest?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think it's very important for us to claim a positioning, claim a platform for who you are and what you are. Who say that Michael Jackson was the king of pop, for example? He claimed it himself. Who says that Ella is the queen of rock in Malaysia or the princess of rock? She claimed it herself. And of course, who said the king of radio is Howard Stern? We all have to claim it. Someone has to claim it. And I decided to claim that I'm this, I'm that. So as far as I'm concerned, I've claimed myself to be a guru of confidence. I've claimed myself to be a serial entrepreneur. So whoever you are, you have to position yourself in somewhat, some way in telling the world who you are.
Do you find that lacking in Malaysia, among Malaysians?
Definitely. I think Malaysians have been grown into this culture of we need to be humble. We don't need to show off as much. But you see, in the real world of business, if you don't tell people what you are and how great you are, no one's going to realize how great you are. So you got to start off by making sure you tell people who you are, how good you are, and then make sure you get to where you are and deliver the best services and quality that you need to be. Because that would then challenge yourself. Because once you have made a claim in the public's eyes, people expect you to be that. So live up to that expectation.
I think people are not willing to live up to their expectations.
I think that's the whole idea. People tend to be lazy, you see. So they don't position themselves. They don't claim things. When they start claiming things, they have to live up to it. And that becomes quite a challenge if you have to sustain that on a continuous basis. Look at celebrities. Seen as this goody-two-shoes, they have to live up to the expectation. The moment they smoke weed, the moment they smoke the bong, just like what happened to our famous 8 gold medals Olympic, Michael Phelps. He's a great guy, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure the years he put into swimming. But just one incident. Why do we focus on him? Because he's a public figure. What about those 10 million people out there holding a bong on a daily basis? What about them? You see, it's just a matter of how we position ourselves.
BFM 89.9, the business station.